Good morning, Audio Booland. It's Wednesday morning, and I am sounding surprisingly bright and chipper. It's amazing what two good cycles of sleep will do. We're a bit deluded to think that we need more sleep when actually we just need better quality sleep. So I had good quality sleep last night, which meant that I went to sleep at about 2:30, and I woke up at about 9 o'clock, and I didn't wake up in between, which was very exciting. So this morning, feeling bright and chipper and focused, feeling as though I'm ready to crash tackle the last of my editing for now. But this morning, rather than blab on about editing and why I suck because I don't get things turned around in 24 hours like I'd like to, I thought I would talk about Chinese Whisperings, which is the editing that I'm doing at the moment. Chinese Whisperings came from a crazy idea that built off my original idea for the National Novel Writing Month in 2007, and that was to have the 50,000 words for Nano be 10 interconnected stories based around a particular block in a city, with the main character who had a phobia that didn't allow him to cross the street, which basically meant his entire world was this block. I had just come back to writing at the time, and I really didn't have the confidence to tackle 10 characters and the complexity of interweaving stories and the rest of it. So I chose a different premise and wrote 51,000 words to that. The idea for this interconnected, for these interconnected stories never actually, you'll have to excuse me, I've got a bit of a frog in my throat today. The idea never went away. And then in early 2008, I was asked to do a bit of consulting work for a new magazine that was trying to launch. And it was only a month or two after I'd given up my magazine work, and I could see that I could get so immersed in this project, but I didn't want to make someone else. I didn't want to live someone else's dream. I wanted to live my own dream. And it was the first time I thought, wow, you know what? I could actually publish something. And at the time, I was hanging out on the Write Anything site. It was called Write Stuff at the time. And I had an idea of approaching Karen Maxwell, who was the administrator, and see if maybe we could put together some sort of an anthology. And then I decided that, well, no, maybe I could actually just do it, and I could take my Nano idea and I could invite 9 other writers to write with me, and we could have this interconnected anthology. And I spoke to my partner about it, I spoke to my dad about it, and they both thought it was an awesome idea, but it took hanging out on Facebook, and it was about 1:30 a.m. on a Saturday morning, coming across Paul Anderson, and basically said, I have this crazy idea, what do you think? Do you think it's crazy enough to work? And he said, yes, we bounced a lot of ideas around, and that was how our partnership was formed. From that, Emergent Publishing was born, and we tried some ideas with Emergent Publishing, and it sort of stalwarted, and late 2008, I suggested to him that maybe we go back to the original anthology idea, and that's what we spent 2009 doing, publishing the Red Book on the 1st of January electronically this year. So the concept and the... Ow! That is the cat climbing into my lap. Oh! The idea of interconnected stories for the Red Book... The premise that everyone worked from was that they had to take a minor character from the preceding story, make them their major character, and then somehow link the two stories back together again. And it was a long, arduous process that looked at times like it would fold, and beautifully and wonderfully and spectacularly at the end, we actually came out with an anthology. A quality anthology and a project that was so exciting. We went from having 8 writers last year to having 20 writers this year for the Yin and Yang book. But I'm about to run out of time, so I might record something about the Yin and Yang book a little later on this afternoon. Have an awesome day.